young 65.
Bless you, Brother Jim.
Bless you, child. Age, which seems to play such an important part in your world, is in itself but an illusion.
Yes.
One, when on earth, becomes, as one grows older, more and more conscious of time, inasmuch that one notices changes within oneself, changes around and about one, old familiar sights and places, oft-times in themselves become different and change. Sometimes we lose contact and we lose sight of many of the things that once were familiar and so often dear to one's heart. And yet, when we think of time and realize that it is in itself a changing thing, that it is indeed an illusion, that we in a sense grow not old, it is but the material and the physical things within ourselves and around and about us, but we ourselves fundamentally stay young. The spirit is eternally young.
Yeah.
I know that your one desire is that you might have yet many years to live and to work for the spirit upon earth. I know that you desire this, that you might be able to serve God and his children, that you might have the strength and the power bestowed upon you to do this. And I know that it shall be. I know that you shall be given even a greater strength and a greater power that will enable you to surmount difficulties and problems. I have never suggested, indeed, I know that not one on this side of life that returns would ever suggest that the path could necessarily be easy. For those who would serve, the path of times must be difficult. But you are given a power and a strength to overcome. When we see into your world the tragedy, we see the uncertainties of life, we see the sadness of the hearts of men, when we realize the need for this enlightenment and this truth to uplift, to guide and inspire them, we are ever renewed in faith and in our strength to go forward, to do more each day. And the year that lies ahead, I feel sure, is to be a year of promise. I would like to take this opportunity on behalf of us all here to render unto you our love and our thanks for all that you've done and all that you've achieved. It has not been an easy year. Indeed, it has in some ways been a most difficult and trying one. But you have come through renewed in strength, renewed in faith, and your love, which has always been present, has enabled you to come even closer to the realm of the spirit. You are overjoyed, my child, at that which has been done. Do not feel that you have failed.
Thank you.
This is a time when minds turn towards the things of the spirit. This is a time when many peoples in your world worship, when many in your world think again of the babe of Bethlehem, when they think of the birth of the Christ Spirit. And as we draw near to your earth at this time, we are conscious, very conscious of the fact that there are so many who do not know and do not understand Christ. And even many who feel or think that they do know and understand him have not grasped the full reality of his birth and his life and his death. They do not seem to understand or appreciate that he was truly the path, the way, for I am the light of the world. He came to shed light into the world that others might see and grope out of the darkness and follow, and in consequence find that peace which the world of flesh cannot give. We see so many in your world who have, over many years of life, misinterpreted the teachings and the mission and the work of the Christ. And we want to reinstate, we want to emphasize with all the power at our command the true meaning, the reality of his birth and the purpose of his coming. We want all mankind to know not only the reality and the truth of his mission, but also to understand more clearly the purpose of their own lives. For though it is a great and wonderful thing to have great faith, great sincerity of purpose, and great love in the Christ Spirit, unless one oneself truly understands, unless one realizes that this knowledge and the Christ Spirit within makes one endeavor even more to become like unto him, to do his mission and his work among his children, unless indeed we are so overwhelmed with the love of Christ that we forget ourselves in true service, we have not found him, neither do we abide by him, neither do we truly follow him. There are so many who profess to be Christians and who are not able to appreciate or understand the true meaning and do not in themselves endeavor to follow the Christ. That is why it is so important at this time, I think, to reinstate Christ in one's heart and in one's life and in one's work and one's endeavor, truly to try to become like unto him and to do his work among his people, and in so doing forgetting self in love and in service, we truly in time find ourselves indeed so changed that we truly have become aware that we have become partners in the Christ mission. Zodiac, whom you so well have known for so long, who is now standing beside me on this occasion, and joins with me this desire that all who work for the Christ shall truly rededicate themselves at this time and for the time that is yet to come in true and loyal service in brotherhood, endeavoring at all times to put Christ before them and follow him. There has been much deviation, there has been much change, there has been much wandering and straying from the path. Zodiac himself, who for so long has been the inspirer, who for so long has been behind all the efforts made by the organization which he created so long ago in your world, and his instrument here also, conveys to you and to all who serve that you should renew yourselves with a greater strength, with a greater realization of the purpose of the work that is to be done, realizing the greater needs that have arisen in your world since when he himself used to speak through his instrument. For all around in your world we see chaos, we see unhappiness created by man's inhumanity to man, by man's intolerance, by man's thinking not of others but of self. And as we join you today, we confirm over and over again Christ's mission. We confirm to you the purpose and the meaning of the work, making if possible more than ever that you shall each one reinstate yourselves, as it were, more truly, more surely, more certainly, more positively, and more vigorously, and with more love in your hearts towards the Christ and the mission of Christ. Your needs are many in your world today. We need, of course, more and more instruments. Instruments who will truly work in the way in which we desire. There are so few, so very few, but nevertheless, among those of you who have been given this task, great strength, great power, great love is showered upon you. Go forth into the highways and the byways of life, said the Christ, and give my gospel, give my truth, and my love to all the peoples of the earth. When I think back to those days so long ago, when I realize myself the immense power that was generated, when I realize that from the simple Christ came the greatness and the fulfilling of God's purpose among men, we in words cannot depict or describe what it must have been like. Indeed, I can only say this, that the power that was within the Christ, the power that was able to achieve and to overcome, is your natural inheritance, if you would accept it and realize it. For as the Christ himself said, greater things than these should ye do. And you who are his disciples, his followers, yours is the task, yours is the opportunity, for in you dwells the power of the Spirit. And it is enabling you to go forth, to give voice unto his mission, unto his work, and so to glorify our Father which art in heaven. Great are the powers and the possibilities that you have, if you will but have that faith that will remove the mountains of doubt. So you shall soar high into the realms of spiritual achievement and attainment. Have that faith, my children. Have that knowledge and assurance that truly the power of the Christ is with you. And in that power, and by that power, and through that power, great things can and shall be accomplished. Be as meek as the child that is newborn in the manger. Surround yourselves with that power that descends upon you from the mighty hosts of the Spirit, and grow in stature and in grace, and walk the paths of righteousness and of truth. And truly you shall become a light in the darkened world of the earth. And your light shall so shine before you that truly you shall be blessed, and many shall bless you for that which you have done in his name, in his service, in his love. And I say unto all who serve and work, know that truly you are blessed. Truly you are guided, truly are you uplifted, and great is the reward when you return to the realms of the Spirit from whence you first came. Though it is not to think of reward, but to think in love and in service, giving freely of yourself in all things, knowing that you are doing truly the work of the living Christ. And to all of you, from us all here, from Zodiac, from his instrument, and from the untold numbers of souls that gather round, we bless you, we give you our love and our strength, and we say unto you, do truly the work and the mission of the Christ, and truly art thou blessed, and truly shalt thou come forth out of the darkness truly into the light, and in this service shall you find your joy, your peace, and your happiness. And to you especially, child, my blessings, thanking you with all the intensity of my being for endeavoring and indeed achieving so much in the service of the Master. My peace, my blessing be upon you and upon all who listen to the voice of the Spirit. Farewell, my child.
God bless you. God bless you all.